Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
Eternal smile, lucky me to be in the presence of something so beautiful. When she comes out to play, yeah, fly me over on this bed of bones. Water and flesh, destination unknown. Garden of roses and a bag of bones. Water and flesh, driving home. Face to face, we meet on the dance floor, and our eyes, they make contact. Whoa, whoa. Life is short.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Hey, thanks for listening.
So this is the Sunrise Movement. You want to tell me your name, your website, and a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, so my name is Stephen Markwart. I am the hub leader of the Chico Sunrise Movement Hub. Our website is actually pretty long. I won't read that to you, but we have it here. But on social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. It's just at Sunrise Chico.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd probably be the best way to find us. And really excited to be here today.
Absolutely. So what is this about?
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing?
Sunrise Movement is a youth-led movement that's working to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs. And so in doing that, we're trying to do that by getting fossil fuel money out of our politics and really just making climate change a priority all over the United States. And so our theory of change just simply is that if we think we can get enough people power, enough people to rise up and demand transformative action, somewhat like what we saw on September 20th and 27th, where around the world we had close to 7 million people striking for transformative action on climate. So if we can get that kind of people power and couple that with political power by getting officials at every level of government that are going to push forward the vision of a Green New Deal and really fight for this transformative change that we need, we believe that with those two things together, we can really get a new political alignment, meaning just really a new society that's aligned with values like empathy and diversity and inclusion, and really make a world that's just and prosperous for everybody, which we know in this country has not been the case yet.
You know, something that I tell people occasionally, talking about just and justice, you know, they say there is no justice in the world. I said there is, but we have to learn how to spell it. It's just us. And the sooner we can comprehend that and start taking responsibility for ourselves, now, I have noticed this too. A lot of millennials are going, okay, you know, this is our world and it's being sold off, pieced out and polluted and everything else. We all have to start standing up and showing up, because the only way this is going to change is some of these people in Congress and senators and all, they're never going to, we just have to vote them out. Eventually they'll die off. Yeah. But we have to get new people into our Senate and Congress, you know?
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And I love the just us kind of idea, because it's so true. It's, I think, so easy and to just point at things that are wrong and point at the problem and point at potential solutions, but we don't realize that the solution really does lie in us. And that's what's so powerful about this movement here. I mean, we really are youth-led. I mean, a lot of our leaders are 18 to 25. And I almost find myself on the older end of that spectrum, and I'm a young person. And it's incredible, because we're realizing that we have the people, the young folks, there's our future that's most at stake. And we're kind of the moral voice behind all the corruption, calling things out. And if it's going to change, it's because we realize that the justice does exactly start with us. And it does start with then voting those people out, voting those climate deniers out, like Doug LaMalfa, who's that's a big, big target of ours here locally. But we have the power, and now it's just a matter of organizing that power and amplifying it and showing other people that they, too, are part of the solution.
Absolutely, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and it all adds up. You know, you're sort of, do you know what imaginal cells are?
No.
Okay, I'll run this down to you, but if you put in... I did a short thing on YouTube, but if you've been Bruce Lipton, imaginal cells, pull this up, because you're an imaginal cell. What it is when a caterpillar has its own lifespan and its own world, its own, when it's born into this reality, it devours its environment. If there wasn't an internal clock to make it go find a place to go upside down and spin a cocoon and all that, it would devour the world. We would be surrounded by 500-pound caterpillars. But what happens, there's an internal clock. When it's inside of its cocoon, it completely breaks down, stops devouring the planet, his reality. And inside there, if you break it open, it's like a bunch of goop, just a bunch of cells. Yeah. That you would swear up and down, there's no life in here at all. But strategically placed throughout there are, and this is what biologists call it, imaginal cells that hold the pattern of the butterfly. And around those imaginal cells, the other cells are followers. They congregate. Now, some of the cells that try to hang on to the caterpillar regime, you know, the bushiers and all that, they have such a hard time, and some of them actually, there's a biological word for it, but they commit suicide. They implode. They can't handle it. But the rest of them congregate around imaginal cells, and that is the beginning of the butterfly being formed. So you're an imaginal cell, man.
Thank you for saying that. I sure hope you're right.
I know you. I know we're right, you know, because we're imaginal. We hold the pattern of what we can become, and those imaginal cells don't know what that is, but it holds the genetic pattern. Inside of all of us, we know there's a better world waiting for us if we can get people to congregate around us and listen to what we're talking about and be brave enough to step out there and take those steps, not knowing exactly where it's going to lead, but just better, you know, doing a 180 on all the bullshit and just going for it. Take care, man. All right, here we are at the healing space. And you guys have a GoFundMe. That's good. We should try to get that on there. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I'm an acupuncturist, and I was born and raised in Paradise. I live in the Bay Area now, but I specialize in post-trauma and all the effects that come after a traumatic event. So insomnia, depression, anxiety, certain kinds of body pain being influenced because of the trauma of what people have gone through here. So I'm working up here for the next 3 to 4 months doing free or low scale acupuncture. Today we're doing ear acupuncture, which was first used in Vietnam War to help people coming back from there, but now we use it for all different sorts of things. This is a great way to do community acupuncture. I can treat a lot of people at once, but soon I will be coming up here and doing private treatments for people where they have a private room, a full bed to lay down on, and it's an hour-long treatment, and I'd like to do 4 treatments on each person who's interested. And in the Bay Area, I specialize in trauma as well. So I work with the homeless population there, the incarcerated population, and people dealing with chronic pain.
You know, when you come up here and get ready to do some of your sessions, let us know, because we actually have a table at the Great. Lotus Guide Center.
Okay.
And I think we know somebody else. She'd probably donate her space too,
okay,
to do something like this. So be in touch.
I will.
And your GoFundMe. You are a volunteer.
I'm a little more than that. My name's Letty. I'm one of the student coordinators that helped put on this whole event with Alan Myers.
Yeah.
So we've been planning this whole thing for about a month and a half. He's been planning it longer, but we've been helping for about a month and a half.
Well,
and it's cool to see it all coming together.
You're very much appreciated.
Yeah. I've been born and raised in Chico, so I knew a lot of people from Paradise family who's been affected too. So it's this cool community event to see come together.
Well,
anyway,
if you know
for
any
myself.
Volunteers that like to volunteer at our Lotus Guide Center, let us know.
Yeah, I will.
You know, we need some volunteers once in a while to do events.
Doing just kind of.
Yeah, well, like in November, we're bringing this guy Garrison. Forget his last name, but it's to support the tiny houses through CHAT, you know, the Chico Housing. And we're going to need some volunteers for that because they're all going to show up at our center for an after party, you know. So this is Coral Apple supporting the Campfire Survivors. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing, and what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, so I've lived in Paradise for 31 years. I'm in the struggle with everybody else. I've gone back to work now. I've got a rental in Chico. I'm still relocating survivors, so I haven't stopped. I just went to Oregon. I just went to Arkansas, so I'm all over the place. So I made this campfire coin to raise money to help campfire survivors. So if somebody wants to buy a coin, that $25 goes right back to a campfire survivor. So
really?
I do events. I've raised a lot of money to help survivors. Drove over 100,000 miles in the last 11 months. I just know what it's like to struggle, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So coming out places like this today, it does my heart good to see the people and just spread the love. So I've done 387 Facebook Lives. I'm out there helping people every day.
Where can people find you? What's your website?
So there's thestephenmurray.com, which is my website. All they got to do is type my name in on YouTube. They can see the documentary. There's a documentary out that I'm in already. I've done a lot of Facebook videos that have raised a lot of attention for survivors.
That's the Stephen Murray or just Stephen Murray?
TheStephenMurray.com.
Okay, StephenMurray.com. And you're down on Notre Dame Boulevard, Suite 370, number 215 in Chico.
Yeah, that's the UPS store. It's where I get my mail. I've obviously moved 8 times, so it's hard to get, you know. Flooded in the winter. Last winter, we were flooded several times. Moving to higher ground, right? In Paradise, we don't know.
Yeah.
We flood a little bit, but we don't flood to a point we have to move.
My wife and I, we live up in Upper Magalia, so our house made it through this.
Nice, good
you
for
know,
you.
Which gets us in a situation where we can reach out and help other people, too.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet thing. There's a lot of people that have their house was saved, but they've got no neighbors. They've lost all their friends. So it's a tough situation. But
yeah, it is.
There's a lot of people that need help still.
Yeah.
You know, everyone moved on. We're still here.
Do you have an email?
Yeah, so it's murrayman0422@icloud.com.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, normally it scares me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing, and what we were just talking about.
All right. How close do I need?
Right about there.
That's great. Okay, cool. Yeah. Should I look at you, the camera?
Look at me.
All right, cool. Yeah. My name's David Abramson. And I'm from Davis, California. And what we're working on there is a local Green New Deal, which is, you know, everyone's heard of the National Green New Deal. So this is inspired by that, but just seeing what we can do on a local level to create resilient infrastructure and kind of like evaluate our economic system and how that impacts land use and, you know, kind of social equity and that kind of stuff. But basically, the local Green New Deal is what we can do as communities to, you know, meet our climate resilience goals, because the climate is changing. You know, there's reports coming out saying we have 12 years to get our act together. So this is like local infrastructure plan and policy that will help accomplish that. That's the like the nutshell version.
Do you have an email or a website?
Yeah. So, okay. So this is the other part. I'm running for Yolo County Supervisor. Because I saw, you know, that really things weren't getting done to address the dire issues that we need. So we had this platform of a local Green New Deal, and I'm running on that platform. You know, also to like put pressure on the other candidates to say how they feel about these things and say what they're going to do to address these issues that we face. So, you know, it's kind of part of a larger movement to have young people that actually, you know, we want to impact change right now to, we need to be running at all levels and change our policies that are, you know, in our economic systems that are still destroying our earth. So yeah, you can find all that at, davidabramsonforyolo.com. Oh yeah, David. And then, Abramson, A-B-R-A-M-S-O-N, for F-O-R, YOLO, as in YOLO County, davidabramsonforyolo.com. And you can find the plan for the local Green New Deal there, and get involved. You know, there's all these local Green New Deals popping up, and we need them everywhere. We're trying to build models for resilient civilization, and yeah, we need to do it now. And yeah, I feel like there's people are feeling, you know, the calls of the youth to say let's act, and you know, it's
starting to wake up a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah,
so. I think I see this happening all over too, by the way, especially with millennials, and they're starting to wake up now.
Yeah.
They're getting up off their mom and dad's couch or whatever it takes, you know, and going, hey, you know, my Social Security's gone, my planet is collapsing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're starting to reach out for good information. You know, that's the reason websites and everything, what you're doing is really more important than a lot of us really realize, because we need to start. I mean, eventually these people are going to die off in the Congress, and, but right. We can't wait that long.
Right.
You know, we have to vote them out of office. And I think with what's going on right now, whether you're for Trump or against it, it doesn't matter. But what's happening, it's exposing the insanity of what's happening in our government.
Yes.
And the Democrats are destroying themselves, you know. Now all we have to do is just sit back and wait for the Republicans to do whatever it is they're going to do, and then people's going to get more involved in the middle path, you know.
That's right.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for your time.
Yeah,
man,
thank you, appreciate it.
John Michael as well.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're MedSpire Health, free mobile non-emergent healthcare, which is www.medspire.org. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So we are a free medical clinic that got started after the fire. We're made up of 100% volunteers. Most of our nurses and our medical director worked at Feather River Hospital. So we have close ties to this community. We understand the mentality that of the kind of people that live here, and we just want to help build a stronger medical infrastructure so that we can rebuild a stronger community. So we put on monthly clinic days, 100% free. We don't even ask for insurance, and we will provide mostly medical care that you can get from
an immediate care, like a prompt care.
Right.
So yes. That's what we mean by non-emergent.
Is there a where does this happen?
We kind of jump all over the place. So right now we are working on fundraising and raising money to have a permanent mobile trailer that we can take anywhere and just park and see patients that way. And until we get there, we've been working with a lot of different community establishments that are letting us use their spaces for free. So we've been up to Concow. We've gone to a couple different churches in Megalia. And so anyone that just will let us kind of take over a spot, we've even set up in parking lots with pop-ups and tables, and anyone that will have us, we will go there and...
Okay. Well, you know, something you might consider is we have a center right down the road.
Okay.
It has a really nice big room, all nice and air-conditioned. We have seating for about 35 people.
Okay.
We have really good internet, and you're welcome to it. It's just donation if people have money, but... We're not charging for anything like this.
That would be so incredible. We're looking for a place in Paradise.
Okay. Well, that would be the perfect place.
I would love... Can I talk to you about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, we are trying to change our location often so that we can provide accessibility to people who may not be able to get up and down the hill or may not have access to transportation. So we're trying to find different locations so everybody can feel supported and benefit.
There for you if you want everyone to use it.
That's
amazing. It's right on Skyway.
Perfect. Yeah, that's accessible.
Yeah, it's right in the heart of everything.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you know, like once a month we have open mic. We have weekly meditations there, and you know, so just let us know if we can help.
Yeah.
And once again, it's www.medspire.org.
Correct.
And they can keep up with where you're at and what you're doing.
We have a Facebook page, an Instagram, our website.
What is your Facebook page?
MedSpire Health.
MedSpire Health.
Is our Facebook page. And we post all of our upcoming events. We're going to be having a clinic day next weekend in Megalia. We're going to be at the Ridge Lives On event on the 9th of November. And
providing free flu shots at the Ridge Lives On event, as well as a full medical clinic.
Okay, that's another thing too. Bring some of your information by, because we have a whole display of information for, you know.
I can give you some today.
All right. Well, I'm right over there.
Okay.
So if you get together a little package, I'll make sure it gets displayed.
Okay, awesome.
Okay?
Thank you.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yep. Today we're, what is the name of this? The Campfire Long-Term Recovery Group?
Campfire Long-Term Recovery Group, and we're the subcommittee on spiritual and emotional wellness. So.
Okay, and we're talking to Sierra.
Yes.
Rasmussen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. See, I'm used to strange names like this, you know, being Rahasia. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. So I am a member of the Spiritual and Emotional Wellness Committee on behalf of both the Wellness Collective and Inlow Medical Center. And part of being on the Spiritual and Emotional Wellness Committee is volunteering our time to help out with our community. This committee specifically helps with spiritual, psychological, emotional issues, and we represent many organizations on a national level, all the way from FEMA to state level Cal OES, and to our local practitioners that are out here doing the best that we can to help support our community. So I'm here today offering resources on everything from free Reiki and massage sessions that happen at Center for Spiritual Living on the second and fourth Saturday of every month, but also information from Cal Hope, free dinners offered at the Paradise Alliance Church, and resources like the Wildfire Assistance Program. It's a lot. So our main charge is really to help the members of our organization get all of their resources out to the community. I'm really proud to say that we have an open house coming up. So instead of just having information on tables like we're offering today, you'll actually get to meet members of the committee that are offering these really great services. We are helping also with upcoming anniversary events by offering spiritual and emotional wellness on site at events. If you stop by our booth today, I'd be more than happy to give you a hug and talk with you a little bit about what you can come to expect from our organization and how we can help you. Sure. We are with Campfire. Let's see. It's a long name. CampfireLongTermRecovery.org. And you can also search that on Facebook. Through that, we host and post all of these events that are happening throughout the community.
The color and design and diversity. We need to learn to understand it, but not to command it. We need to stop thinking we're so damn unique and become warriors of wisdom.
fighting battles peacefully. For the sacred world you see, everything deserves the same equality. Yeah, everything deserves the same equality. Yeah, warriors of wisdom, become a warrior of wisdom.
Acupuncture and massage, and tomorrow. So today is our spirit building day. We're coming together and we're building upon the spirit, and we have actionable steps. Tomorrow at the Norton Buffalo Hall site, a community center, we're going to be getting our hands dirty with the Permaculture Action Network and Matthew Troom and the Campfire Restoration Project, building flower beds as a start, garden beds. There'll be workshops, permaculture workshops, on first addressing our relationship with the land and building from there. Another actionable piece is the shared tool library. There's a Ford F-250 pickup truck on the basketball court that was donated by a friend of mine, Marcus Goulard of One Hat, One Hand. He's an artist in San Francisco, and he said, I have a truck. Do you want it? I said, yes, please. That is Paradise's truck. We're going to start just like a library. You get a car to take out a book. Give you a car to take out a truck, a shovel, a chainsaw, whatever you need, because we need resources for our recovery. And two, it helps build the social fabric of our community. We all don't need 4,000 lawnmowers up here. So check that out. If you have a tool you want to donate to it, please do. If you want to donate to the project, we are fiscally sponsored by Abundant Earth Foundation, and that's how that's going to work out. And a huge thank you to all of the Chico State students who've been working on this for the last 2 months. All that you see is absolutely, they have touched this. Their events class has been amazing, and they've stepped up in a really big way to help with this on. So thank you to Chico State. And thank you to our solar power powering this stage. We have a couple solar companies. Please check them out, because if November 8th wasn't a big up wake-up call enough, putting our trust into a corporate power for providing our energy. The last few days have been that as well. We need to take ownership, not only of our recovery, but in all relationships, how we relate with the land, how we relate with the community, how we relate with energy. We can have microgrids, we can have clean energy powering our homes, and have a true paradise. So thank you guys so much for coming out and being involved in that conversation. I'm gonna hand it over now to Annie. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. I'm truly humbled and honored to be here in Paradise. You are strong and resilient and beautiful. And I bring you love and solidarity from Seattle and the Pacific Northwest. I wrote a song called Paradise that I will sing. I'm going to sing it. Songs. Four of them are original by me. I have CDs over there. They are available for you, either for free or for donations. The donations would go to Campfire Relief. And I want to introduce my band, who's never played with me before. I fractured my arm, my shoulder, 3 weeks ago, and wasn't going to come. And Mark here said, we'll play for you. So this is our first show together without practice, and I want to introduce Vita on the fiddle, Jewel on the mandolin, Tom on bass, and Mark on the guitar. Thank you very much for having me here. My name's Annie Phelan.
Sir.
Do you want me to do a test? You got my vocals okay?
Darling, I have come to tell you, though it almost breaks my heart.
Darling, you know I love you.
Four Boys Delight. Would you dance with me, Molly? It's Saturday night. There's a chill in the air. Do you think that you might come and dance with me, Molly, to an old fiddle tune playing soft like the wind through Virginia's in tune. Soft like the wind through Virginia in tune. Would you dance with me, Molly? Am I doing it wrong? Can't find your hair if you play us a song. Come and dance with me, Molly. You've got nothing to lose except to dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. To dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. Anyway.
Sure. So my name's Hannah. I'm with a couple other people here from MedSpire Health. We are a nonprofit free mobile clinic that we established in a result of the campfire. So we kind of saw that the community needed accessible medical care, and we wanted to be able to provide that for them. So we've just been working on a monthly basis, opening pop-up clinic days once a month at different community locations here in Paradise and Magalia. We've been up to Concow, and our goal is to just travel around to a new place every month, be as accessible as we can be, and provide free services for anyone who comes.
I'm Mary Lisa Wood. I'm part of MedSpire Health. I am managing our communication to the community, so monitoring social media, our website, on the ground kind of communications. I also am our grant writer, so I'm doing all of the fundraising things. I grew up here in Paradise. Both my parents were educators up here for 30 plus years. That's my role at MedSpire.
You're a grant writer?
Yes.
We need to talk.
Okay, let's do it.
So, my name is Rahasia. My wife and I, Dara, we do the Lotus Guide magazine, and we just opened up the Lotus Center down the road. And we do meditations there, open mic, and it's sort of available for the community for whatever they might need. And our job basically is finding people that can help and connecting them with people that need to be helped. And that's what we've been doing for 15 years.
Wonderful. My name's Whitney. I'm also with MedSpire. I helped on the day of the fire and the day after the fire open up a little pop-up clinic at a church in Chico. And we had 200 evacuees there, and we provided basic medical care 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for about six weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're all very new to it, new nurses, just volunteers, and so it was very challenging, but we learned a lot, and we really saw the need, the months coming, a need for accessible medical care, and so we're trying to meet the needs of people by going and being an access point, coming to them and trying to just fill basic blood pressure medications, diabetic medications, education, get people kind of locked into other places like Adventist Health, Enlo, AMPLA, any type of primary care, basically, trying to get them really in touch and also signed up for, we have a couple insurance agents that are helping getting people signed up for Medicare, Medi-Cal, the really tough cases. Worked out. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
Was that the clinic at the church on East Avenue?
So yeah. I can start out.
Sure.
Then there will be some places where you can just sort of plug into what I'm saying. usually what comes to mind is a story, and it starts out with when I was a kid, my uncle just bought a 56 Chevy, and we're driving, this is like in early 60s, you know, we're driving down the street, and the little red light come on, you know, I said, wow, what's that? He says, oh, it's an idiot light. I said, what's it for? He says, well, it means there's something wrong with the motor. Then all of a sudden, the motor blew up. And as a kid, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be better to have a heat gauge and like a temperature and oil gauge, you know, to sort of gauge what is happening instead of waiting till. But this is how we've been taking care of our health. You know, we wait till the idiot light comes on. We go to the doctor. Then we have to have a valve replaced. Or, you know, and I think it's transitioning now. We're working off of better gauges or something, and it's more sustainable that way for one way. And I see this in the magazine. When the magazine first started out, it was a little bit tough, you know, but you know, slowly it's like blossoming into this other thing because, well, like Feather River, they had 2 full-page ads for 2 years, and they have like recipes, things like that, but it's a crossover between complementary, alternative, and traditional.
Yeah.
People are getting used to the fact that, hey, I have to be responsible for my health, not wait till the idiot light comes on and then have to go to the doctor. Then the doctor, all he can do is, you know, cut it out, radiate it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And by then, it's actually not too late because you can do something, but I think we're waking up to the fact that we live in a world right now that's full of toxins, full of stress, you know, full of every single thing we've ever heard about that makes our health deplete.
Yeah.
And we have to sort of embrace it all. And I see that happening.
Yeah, I think on your gauge analogy there with a car, like your car has all of these, and I think it's important for everyone. And we're starting to get a lot better about realizing that health as a whole is so many different things. It's not just medicine. It's being healthy with your mind and with your spirit and with your nutrition. And it's all this encompassing picture where you can't just be healthy because your blood pressure is normal. Like there's so many other aspects to it. And when you treat all of those things and you treat the whole person, the outcomes are so much better.
Yeah, and to add one little thing to that analogy, what we've been doing with pharmaceuticals is getting some black tape and putting over the idiot light. We've even taken that another idiotic step.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are waking up. You know, there's nothing like what's going on around in this community to wake us up.
Yeah, and that's part of Mitzvah's vision too, is to bring in all these different aspects that are already established in our community, mental health support, holistic medicine, and all those kinds of things. So that, and we want to also start doing community education wellness classes. Our next clinic, we're going to be doing a community Narcan training, which is the medication that can stop overdoses. And we really want to continue that in our model so that when a community is educated themselves with information, then they can be stewards of health, and that can cut down on people's needs to run to the emergency room for certain things, or be able to support one another in ways that maybe they couldn't before.
What is the website where people can come and find
Medspire.org.
Medspire.org.
Yep. Yeah, schedule for our clinic days, a list of the services that we provide, people that will also be there providing their services. We do have an option to schedule home calls for people who are homebound or need medical care but cannot access our clinic days. You can contact us through that. You can find information about every member of our team, what our credentials are, and what we do for MedSpire, where our funding comes from. All of that stuff is on our website.
And I'd like to add that we're 100% volunteer-based, so it's not...
It's a labor of love.
Other lives.
It's a labor of love.
No, we all have, full-time day jobs.